因为他素成为最完美的无瑕无主的羔羊献上去，所以神就悦纳了。
Because Jesus Christ is the most perfect without blemish sheep, and because of him, he can be sacrificed.
所以他主要献祭一次啊，就完成了永远的赎罪。
That's why he only needs to sacrifice once and can fulfill the eternal salvation.
我们现在不要再杀牛杀羊了。
Today we do not need to kill any animals.
但是我们现在也要献身的生活。
But today we need to sacrifice our life.
所以在罗马书的十二章说啊，我们要把身体、身心啊，当作活的祭物献给神。
In Romans chapter 12, it says that we should offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
把我们的生命、把我们的才干、我们的智慧、我们的财富完全的献上。
And that is to sacrifice our talents, our abilities, and everything of us to God.
当然不是像我们说，我们现在就要像使徒时代说献全部的财产。
Of course, right now it doesn't mean that we have to sacrifice every part of our wealth.
我们完全的奉献啊，献身的生活就是我们所有的是属神的，神要用我们无条件的贡献给神。
Offering ourselves as living sacrifice, it means that everything that belongs to us belongs to God. So whenever God needs us, we're there.
我们为主来活。
And we live for God.
为主工作，为主赚钱。
We live for, we work for Jesus Christ, and we
为主建设家庭，为主养育儿女。
We marry for Jesus Christ. We build a family for the Lord.
好像我们今天早上唱的诗歌说，我们凡事都把主耶稣摆在第一位。
Just like the hymn we sang today, I place Jesus Christ first in my life.
这就是一种献身的生活。
And that is living a life of living.
所以我们现在不献牛献羊，但是我们要把身心当作活的祭物献给神。
Although today we do not sacrifice any animals anymore, but we should offer our physical body, our heart to God.
所以保罗说，没有一个人为自己活。
That's why Paul says, no one lives for themselves.
我们活着是为主来活。
We live for the Lord.
好吧，耶稣基督活出来。
And so we can live Christ out in our lives.
那从这个献祭的过程里面呢，我们也可以得到一些教训。
So the teachings of burnt sacrifice offering.
祭牲的皮啊，要把它剥掉。
It says that we had to take out the skin of the animal.
啊，这个皮啊，是指着外貌啦，虚荣耀啦。
The skin refers to our outer appearance, the glory.
主耶稣来到世界上，他没有什么外皮啊，没有什么加型美容让人羡慕。
When Jesus Christ came to this world, he didn't have any very handsome appearance, something that we would admire by others.
他说啊，我没有求自己的荣耀。
The Lord Jesus says, I do not ask for my own glory.
所以他做什么事情啊，都是要用荣耀神，啊，要让人得益处。
Everything that I do is to benefit others.
所以他常常行了善事，行了大神迹以后，告诉人家说啊，你们不要去传我的名。
That's why a lot of times when he performed great miracles, he would tell the person, do not spread my name.
所以圣经里面说啊，他如何谦卑。
That's why the Bible says that he's meek and humble.
他不争竞不喧嚷。
He does not proclaim his name.
啊，街上听不到他的声音。
You cannot hear his voice on the streets.
啊，但是呢，他压伤的芦苇啊，他不把它折断。
But he does not break the branches.
江城的灯火不把它熄灭。
He does not quench the fire.
为了让公理啊能够显明出来。
The purpose is to show the righteousness.
所以耶稣就是这样谦卑在服事的工作啊，但是他不显扬自己。
And this is the attitude, humble attitude that Lord Jesus Christ served with.
那所以我们也是一样啊，不求自己的荣耀。
That's why for ourselves we should not ask for the glory of our
own. 啊，不要注重虚荣啦，爱面子啦。
We should not put a lot of emphasis on about face.
喜欢夸耀啊，提高自己啊，塑造偶像，这就是外皮啊，我们要剥掉。
Or bragging about ourselves in order to create an image.
扫罗在做王以前啊，很谦卑。
When before Saul became a king, he was very humble.
那在车间车出扫罗的书啊，找不到他，他逃去躲起来。
When they picked out the king, Saul hid himself.
后来把他找出来，哦，原来他比别人高过一个头。
And when they found Saul, they realized that Saul was taller than all the rest of the people.
他很高兴啊，就高立他做王了。
And he was very happy, and they anointed him as
king. 做王以后啊，我们看到他很快就变了。
But after Saul became king, we saw how he rapidly changed.
他对神的话就不是那么顺从。
He was not as obedient to the words of God.
先知告诉他说：“你等七天呐，我来献祭。”
The prophet said to him that wait 7 days until I come to make the offering.
结果他等不到七天呐，他看到先知不来，他就说：“来，祭物拿来。”他自己就献上去了。
But he couldn't wait for the seventh day, and he made the offering himself.
献完以后啊，祭司来说。说你做了糊涂事了。
When the prophet came, Prophet Samuel said to him that you made something stupid.
他说因为大家都走掉了啊，如果我不献祭的话，不祷告，可能啊，神不帮助我，我就没有办法得胜啊。
And the excuse Saul gave was because nobody was here, and I need to make the sacrifice, so I made the sacrifice myself.
违背了神的命令，又把责任推给别人。
He disobeyed God's teachings and he blamed it on somebody else.
所以神说啊，你既然厌弃神的命令，神也厌弃你做王。
That's why the prophet said that since you forsake God's teaching, God will also
forsake you. 说你的王位不长久了。
And your reign will no longer be.
我神再给他一次机会，给他考验。
God, later God gave him another chance.
他去跟亚玛力人打仗。
And he was in war with the Amalekites.
但神也帮助他得胜啊。
And God helped him win.
但我们看到他一得胜回来，就赶快立一个牌子来啊，表示他的战功啊。
But after he won the war, when he came back, he listed how much he accomplished.
啊，神的话他就听一半。
And he only heard half of what God said to him.
把百姓杀掉，王留下来。
He killed the people of the city, but he remained the king.
牛羊比较肥的又留下来。
He killed those weak animals and left for himself.
撒母耳来的时候说，撒母耳来的时候啊
，When Samuel came,
扫罗就说啊，神的命令我都遵守了。
Saul to say to Samuel that the teachings of God I had obeyed.
他说：“我怎么还听到有牛羊在叫的声音呢
？”Then Samuel said, "How come I still hear the voices of the animals?"
然后那是百姓说啊，要献祭给神呐、啊，比较肥的留下来。
And he said, "Oh, it's because the people said that we should remain the fat ones so we can sacrifice it to God."
神讲的是说，你要把亚玛力人跟所有的东西都消灭掉。
And Samuel said that God instructed you that you should kill everything that belongs to the.
但是他就著作九十章。
But Saul just followed his own will.
所以先知告诉他说：“难道神会喜欢人献祭超过听他的话吗
？”And that's why Samuel asked Saul, "Do you think God would appreciate your offering more than your obedient heart?"
听命胜过献祭，顺从胜过供养的自由。
And he says that obedient heart is wins over.Disobedience.
所以因为他不顺服神、啊、所以神也不让他做王了。
And because he disobeyed God, that's why God took the throne away from Saul.
我们看到扫罗啊，虽然错了，但是他不认错，把责任推给别人。
Although Saul committed a mistake, but he was not willing to admit his mistake, and he blamed it on somebody else.
啊，他还一直叫撒母耳说：“你到百姓面前啊，来高举抬举我。”
And Saul even said to Samuel that please do not tell the people about my mistakes. Instead, you have to praise me.
一直要顾面子啊，后来神就不要了。
He doesn't want to lose any face, and in the end, God forsaken him.
大卫做王以后啊，就不一样。大卫就不一样了。
But he was very different when David became king.
虽然他也同样犯错。
Although King David committed
mistakes, 但他能够切心的悔改。
But he was willing to repent.
他不顾面子，他主要说神饶恕我就好了。
He doesn't care what other people look at him, but all he cared is as long as God forgives him.
所以他真正从内心里面切实的痛悔。
That's why he repented from the inner part of his heart.
说神啊，忧伤的痛灵，忧伤痛悔的灵啊，你必不轻看。
Because he said to God that a repentant heart you would not look down.
你如果要牛羊的话，我可以献上，但是我知道你不是要这个。
And King David said, I know if you want animals, I can offer, but I know this is not what you want.
所以他只有在神的面前一直哀哭痛悔。
So only he cried deeply before God.
所以诗篇里面摩西，这个大卫在自己描写说，他流泪流到那个床都飘上来。
In the Psalms, King David described that he cried to the point his whole bed was wet.
那这表示说，他真的是在神的面前流泪痛哭悔改。
So that means that he really repented before God.
公开承认他的错。
And openly he admitted
把他的罪啊,
his own
mistakes. 让人看，让人读啊。
And he wrote his own sins as a psalm to show to the rest of the
people. 还要让人能够读到见解。
So helped others to understand.
所以因为他完全不顾面子啊, 所以神说, 你必不住一死。
That's because he did not care about how other people looked at him. That's why God said, you will not die.
虽然犯罪有罪的结果,
although you sinned and you will have to take up the fruit that produced
your sins. 那个罪的结果好像个影子会随着人一样。
And the sin will just follow you like a shadow.
所以他家中啊, 遭遇到很多的祸患。
That's why he encountered many difficulties, especially in his family.
主少神保留了他的灵命。
But God preserved his spiritual life.
就是我们要注意啊, 不要一直想要顾面子,
That's something that we should keep in mind.
所以在箴言28章里面说啊, 遮掩罪过的人没有办法得到亨通。
In Proverbs chapter 28, it says that those that cover up their sins would not be content.
承认又离弃罪过的必蒙怜恤。
And those that repent and leave their sins will be preserved.
箴言的28章13节。
And that is in Proverbs chapter 28.
说要把那个肉切成一块一块。
We previously mentioned how the animal has to be cut into pieces.
那这个就是说，要消灭我们自我，消灭我们的个性。
That means that we have to take down our characteristic, our egos.
外邦人在献祭啊，都是选那个最大的或最大最肥的。
When the Gentiles they make the offering, they usually pick the fattest.
在台湾的北部啊，有个叫桃园的地区。
In the northern part of Taiwan, there's a place called 桃园。
他们大概每一年都有那个大拜拜。
And every year they have to worship, have a big offering for the idols.
所以家家户户都养那个猪公。
And so every family they will have a male pig.
结果要拜拜之前，他们就把那个大猪运来，在那比赛看谁最重。
And before they make the offering, they will bring the pigs and measure and weight how or which pig weighs the heaviest.
所以他们猪都一直喂，喂到没有办法吃，还是一直喂。
And they will feed the pig to the point that they can't eat anymore.
有的已经很肥了，已经没有办法走动了。
And some pigs are so fat that they can't even stand up.
要帮他按摩。
And they would have to massage for them.
为着要得奖了。
Because they want to win the war.
外邦人他们有时候就是这样，好像用最大的东西献给来奉献就是最好的。
And that is the attitude of the Gentiles. They feel like as if they offer the biggest or the fattest animal, then that means the best.
他们奉献什么都写在墙上，写在那个柱子上。
And whatever they offer, they would list it on a piece of on the wall so everybody can see.
但是真神不要我们这些。
But this is not what God wants.
所以说这个肉要把它切一块一块。
That's why God says that you have to cut the animals into pieces.
牛不管大猪小猪都没有关系了，只要你诚心献就好。
It doesn't matter if the calf that it brings is big or small, all depends on the heart.
但是要把它切掉。
But you have to cut into pieces.
所以我们在奉献也是一样，不要显扬自己。
The same thing when we offer ourselves to God, we should not present ourselves.
还要消灭我们的个性。
We should destroy it and take the characteristic in our ego.
有时候我们在教会里面做什么事情。
Well, whenever we do a holy work.
有时候我们有好的意见，我们可以贡献出来。
Sometimes we may have a very good comment. We can contribute our comment.
但是不要坚持己见。
But we should not insist on what we comment.
比如说我们在开会的时候有的教会很怕信徒会议。
For example, sometimes some churches they're very afraid of the general meeting.
哇，大家都觉得说我的意见最好。
Because everybody will think that my opinion is the
best. 那就一直争得面红耳赤。
And they will fight for their own opinion.
他说啊，有时候慕道者来啊，一看到哇，你们教会怎么真教会开会怎么这个样子，一点都不真。
And sometimes when truth seeker comes and they see this, they say, how can this be a true church when people fight like this for their own comment?
当然我们有意见可以。
Of course, it is okay to have your own
opinion. 因为我们关心神的教会啊，我们才会想说贡献我们的意见呢。
Because you care about the church of God, that's why you have your personal opinion.
而且我们觉得我们讲得很有道理。
And maybe we think that we are accurate in some way.
但是我们要凭爱心说诚实话。
But we should speak the truth with love.
啊，然后呢，我们眼里要带着盐，要带着和气。
And like the salt, we should bring harmony.
所以你虽然很有道理，你也慢慢讲，啊，把它讲清楚。
Even think you are right, then you should still speak it slowly and clearly.
啊，人常常啊，别人在讲什么，你都没有在听，只是想自己要讲什么。
Because a lot of times we just put emphasis about what we want to say, but we're not listening to what others are saying.
啊，如果别人不听你的，有时候你就气了，就大声了。
And if you find that others do not listen to what you're saying, you get mad and angry.
其实我们开会不是这样，我们开会应当是要一团和气。
But the purpose of the meeting should not be like that. A meeting should be a performance.
每个人可以把自己的意见贡献出来。
Everybody can contribute their own opinion.
啊，但是大家在一个和睦的状态之下讨论。啊，什么意见最好？啊，做一个结论。
But everything should be discussed in harmony, and in the end, make a fine conclusion.
他说，众人以为美的事，我们就留心去做。
In the it says that what everybody thinks is good, then we should do it with our heart.
所以应该是一个很和谐的一个团体，而不是一个啊很不和谐的状况。
And therefore, our group should be a harmonious group, and not something that is disharmony.
哦，参加过很多的开会哈。
I attended many
set meetings. 感谢主啊，啊，慢慢都有在进步。
And I realized that everybody is improving.
啊，有一次我在园林教会，
once I
参加信徒会
，attending a general meeting at Garden Grove Church.
因为他们是要分设教会，分设许多度。
And at that time, they were discussing whether to split out and have service.
那一次的开会，我很感动。
And that meeting, I was very touched.
他们都没有什么争执，哎。大家都说好像要嫁你哦啊，我们怎么帮助他啊？我们的捐献怎么奉献给他们
？And there was there was not any arguments, but instead it was like marrying a daughter, and all they could think of is how to help the new church.
是在一个非常和睦的状态之下，大家高高兴兴的啊来分社来建教会。
It was discussed in a very joyful moment.
哦，我觉得很受感动。
And I was deeply touched by that.
这就是我们教会应当有的精神。
And this is the kind of attitude that our church
should have. 所以大的教会要帮助小的教会。
A big church should help a newly established church.
刚强要担待软弱的。
Just like the strong should help the weak.
啊，因为一个教会啊，能够钱财什么能够流通啊，就是神的教会。
Because a church that financially are stable is a church of God.
属徒时代的教会啊，大家。钱财奉献出来，没有一个人说这个钱是我的。
Just like in the apostolic times, the churches, the members contributed their wealth. Nobody said this belongs to me.
真正是一家的精神。
And that is the spirit of being one in family.
但是我们现在美国教会就是一间一间啊，就是这样，借着集体的力量帮助啊，说慢慢发展起来。
The churches right now in U.S., although we are one by one church, but we help to establish each other, and this is how we got to grow.
所以我们在地方教会在做什么事情，一定要注重教会的和谐。
That's why in local church, whatever we do, we should put emphasis.
我们来看教会的未来，一定要看到整体教会的发展。
When we look at the future of the church, we should look at the overall church growth.
不是光看到我自己所属的这个地方教会。
It should only look at just put emphasis on our own local church, but the church overall.
要看到整个教会。
It should look at the whole of True Jesus Church.
那来说，这个脏腑要洗，腿也要洗。
It says that they should wash the inner organs and the leg of the animal.
因为这个脏腑如果不洗的话，脏腑不洗，你把它献上去呀、啊，很多错的东西呀、啊，很多脏的东西呀、啊，那个很难闻的。
The purpose of washing the organ is because if you don't wash them, they will have a very strange smells.
所以你要奉献这个脏腑要先洗干净。
That's why before offering those, that you have to wash them.
这就是我们心中的一些啊污秽啦、罪恶啦，统统要洗干净。
And that means that our, we should wash away our own sins.
犹太人有很多啊洗濯的规矩。他们洗濯的一些规矩，在洗的。
Oh, there are some regulation or methods about washing those organs.
他们在吃饭之前啊，也要有一个非常繁复的程序啊，洗手。
I'm sorry. They should have clear. They have clear instructions about washing. For example, when they eat, before they eat, they have certain methods.
因为这法利赛人跟主耶稣说：“你的门徒怎么用熟手在吃饭？”
For example, once the Pharisees told Jesus Christ, said, "How come your disciples they're eating without washing their hands?"
啊，不是说没有洗手，而是没有按照那么繁杂的程序洗手。
And what they meant is not that they didn't wash their hands, but they meant is how come they did not follow the instructions of washing their hands.
耶稣说啊，你从外面吃下去的啊，最后就排泄掉了。
And Jesus Christ said that what you eat outwardly, in the end, you just.
所以外面进去的不会污秽人。外面进去的不会污秽人。
Because what goes in, cannot, cause sin in a man.
但是从里面出来的就会污秽人。
But what comes out from within can cause a man to sin.
因为心中所充满的嫉妒、怨恨、不满啦、骄傲啦、各样的罪啊，都会污秽别人。
Because the sins that are within us, like jealousy, greed, would cause us to sin.
所以他们虽然常常在洗杯盘啊，洗得很干净。
So although those people they wash their plates and cups, very clean every day.
耶稣说啊，你们外面洗得干净啊，里面要装东西的你们都不洗。
And Jesus Christ said, even if you wash the outside but you don't wash the inner, how can any contaminant put things in it?
所以里面洗干净啊更重要。
That's why it is even more important to wash the inner part of the.
所以我们要服侍神啊，我们内心啊的圣洁更重要。
That's why to serve God, the holiness and the cleanness inside us is even more important.
因为一生的果效都由心挖出来。
Because every fruit is produced from the heart.
所以如果我们能够把心安正
，If we can't mature our heart,
我们的思想、行为啊、言语啊，我们就不会偏差。
So our thoughts, minds, and actions will not straighten away from the path.
我们心如果不圣洁的话，我们的奉献神不悦纳。
If our heart is not accurate, it is not good, then our offering cannot be pleased.
诗篇里面说啊，我们的心如果注重罪孽，我们的祷告神不听。
The Bible says that if our hearts are full of sins, then our prayer will not be listened.
那这个腿也要洗干净，腿是表示我们的行为。
And it says that the legs needs to be washed, and the legs signifies our behaviors.
耶稣的脚中是最佳美的。
The footsteps of Jesus Christ is the most beautiful.
所以主耶稣说，我凡是给你们留下榜样。
That's why Jesus Christ said, I leave you my examples.
所以你们要跟着我的脚中啊，一步来一步来行。
That's why you should follow my steps and walk step by step.
所以我们也要行为啊。哎，要脚把脚洗干净。
That's why we should clean or wash our feet.
啊，有一些啊软弱缺失啊，求主帮助啊，让我们能够得到洁净。
And because of our weaknesses, we should ask the Lord to help us and cleanse us.
有一些、啊、小缺点，有时候我们觉得无所谓，但是神不悦纳。
Sometimes we may have small weaknesses, but it's not pleasing in the eyes of God.
我神学院刚出来的时候，有一次到高雄的教会去实习。
When I first graduated from theological school, I was an intern at a church at Kaohsiung.
啊，跟传道者一起去访问那个老姐妹。
And we went visiting an old sister.
啊，那姐妹啊，一直生病，她没有办法下床。
And the old sister has been sick for a very long time, and she couldn't get down from her bed.
她去找医生，医生也不晓得她什么病。
And even the doctor did not know what's wrong.
啊，教会跟她祷告好久，也没有用。
And the church has been praying for her for a long time, but doesn't seem to have any use.
他就觉得很奇怪，怎么会有这种怪病
？So the church thought, how weird is that? Why is there such a strange disease?
其实他痛苦的快死掉。
And she was so painful to the point she wanted to die.
后来我们帮他祷告以后啊
And after praying for her,
传道就问他说：“你自己要想想啊，到底有没有做什么不对的事情得罪神啊？”
The pastor told the sister that you have to think about whether you have done something that you have angered God.
然后他的媳妇在旁边就说了。
And her daughter-in-law said,
哦，妈妈就跟我们邻居讲哦，我们不可以，我们现在是不可以去卖庙里拜拜。
She said that my mom told our neighbors that because we believe in Christ, we cannot go to the idols' temples.
但是哦，他说，他拿十块钱叫邻居说，你到庙里啊，帮我抽个签。
But then she gave the neighbor $10 and told the neighbor that why don't you go to the temple and ask for pray for me.
啊，因为台湾的庙里面啊，有的就要去抽签啊，他就说啊，那个签里面会讲说啊，他的命运怎么样啊，会遇到什么事情啊。
Because in Taiwan, the temples that worship idols, they would cast out, take pins and the pins would tell you your fortune.
啊，那虽然知道说我们不可以再拜偶像了。
And although the sister knows that she can no longer worship idols,
但是她知道自己不可以去，还叫人家啊去求问那个偶像。
But even though she knows that, she still asks other people to go to and ask the idols about her fortune.
啊，那就跟偶像又相交了。
And so that means the same thing as having communication with the idol.
而我们的神是忌邪的神啊。
Because our God is a jealous God.
虽然他是出于无知的，但是神就提醒他。
Although she may not pay attention to that kind of behavior, but God reminded her.
啊，后来的。传道说：“那你要跟神认罪悔改，祷告求主赦免。”
So the pastor told the sister that you should repent and ask for God's forgiveness.
后来哀哭流泪祷告啊，主耶稣赦免他，他病就好了。
So after praying and crying, God forgave her and she was healthy again.
所以我们要洁净的行为啊，才能够得到神的悦纳。
That's why we should have a holy life to be pleasing in the
God. 我们要把头献上。
We should sacrifice our head.
就是我们不要做头了。
That means that we should not be the head.
教会里面只有耶稣基督做头。
In church, Jesus Christ is our head.
我们都是弟兄姐妹，要互相服侍。
We are all brothers and sisters, and we should learn to serve one another.
所以圣经里面呢，门徒在问主耶稣说，天国里面谁最大
？That's why in the Bible, when the disciples ask Jesus Christ, who is the Lord biggest in heaven?
主耶稣叫一个小孩子来。
Lord Jesus Christ called the child.
你们要回转向小孩子。
And he told them that you should turn to be like him. Like
你要谦卑服侍人。
You should serve others with humility.
在神的国里面是最大。
And then you will become the greatest in the kingdom of
God. 所以地上是啊，当官的啊，在指挥别人最大。
On earth, maybe the governors or the officials are the one instructing others.
在神的家里面是服侍人越多的最大。
But in the house of God, the ones that serves the most is the greatest.
我们看，我们在结束前看一段圣经。
Before we conclude, let us turn to a Bible verse.
看利未记七章七节。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 7, verse 7.
利未记七章。
Leviticus chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse
8. 七章八节。
Leviticus chapter 7.
献燔祭的祭司无论为谁奉献，要牵住得他所献的那燔祭牲的皮。好，那献祭的人呢、啊？那要把皮剥掉嘛。
Whoever offers the animal, they had to take the skin away.
好啊，最后啊，那个皮啊，除了说那个赎罪祭把它在外面烧掉以外啊，其他那个皮谁得到？
And in the end, after they burn the burned offering, who gets to keep it?
就是帮忙献祭那个祭司了。
And that is the priest himself.
这个祭司啊，就是一表耶稣基督嘛。
And the priest represents Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督啊，把皮先剥掉。
That means that Jesus Christ takes out the skin.
最后啊，又得到那张皮。
And in the end, he will gain the skin back.
所以腓立比书就告诉我们。
That's why in the book of Philippians it says,
他本来是神啊，跟神同等同享荣耀的啦。
Philippians, in the book of Philippians, says that Jesus Christ originally is the same status as God. He enjoyed the same glory.
但是他甘愿把他所有的一切舍弃掉。
But he was willing to give everything up.
身为最卑微的人，而且为人来牺牲他的生命。
And for us, he was willing to come lowly in this earth and sacrifice his life.
毫无保留，完全牺牲掉了。
He didn't preserve any for himself. Instead, he sacrificed.
但是神后来把他升高，升为最高。
But God, in the end, God will raise him up.
说是给他那个超乎万名之上的名。
And will give him the name above all names.
所有天上地下遇到这个名都要屈膝下拜。
And everybody that hears his name will kneel down on their knees.
所以我们能够牺牲谦卑自己。
That's why we should sacrifice and be humble.
神就能够跟神同享荣耀。
And in the end, we will share the glory with God.
请默祷。
Let us pray in silence.